KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
In an hour's time, we'll know how much more we'll be paying for electricity later this year. The National Energy Regulator will announce its decision on Eskom's application for tariff hikes. It had asked NERSA to push up prices by 36% for 2025, nearly 12% next year, and around 9% the year after that. The regulator held public hearings around the country towards the end of last year. The DA says it hopes NERSA will reject the request from the power utility.
The DA firmly believes that no tariff hike should be approved until Eskom demonstrates real accountability, slashes its wasteful costs, and implements transparent financial controls.
The party spokesperson on energy, Kevin Milam, adds that South Africans should not be forced to pay for Eskom's failures.
South Africans are facing an already unbearable cost of living, and any further increases to electricity tariffs would be a reckless, unjustifiable burden. The latest Auditor General's report on Eskom's annual report and financial statements highlights severe financial mismanagement and operational failures that cannot be ignored. Eskom continues to bleed money through criminal conduct, irregular expenditure, and fruitless and wasteful spending. Rather than addressing these foundational problems, Eskom is seeking to burden the public with even higher prices.
Duduzile Zuma Sambudla has been released on warning in the Durban Magistrates Court. The 42-year-old has been charged with inciting terrorism and public violence during the July 2021 riots. The case has been postponed to March for trial. Newswatch's Nishera Sudhil reports.
Zuma Sambudla smiled in the dock wearing black and an MK party duk. Her father, former President Jacob Zuma, sat behind, along with her twin brother Duduzane and senior MK party members, including Floyd Shivambu. During the bail application, the MK MP's lawyer, Dali Mpofu, read out an affidavit in which Zuma Sambudla accuses the state of clutching at straws in a bid to prosecute her in what she calls a politically motivated attack. She's confirmed making posts on her social media account during the unrest, but she believes the state cannot prove they were the fuel behind the riots. She's told the court the social media comments were triggered by the arrest of her father. State prosecutor Yuri Gangai indicated the state was not opposed to bail as they didn't see Zuma Sambudla as a flight risk and that she had been cooperating with the four-year-long investigation. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrates Court.
And there are fears that 67 people have died after a passenger plane and helicopter collided in Washington, D.C. A huge search and rescue operation is underway in the freezing waters of the Potomac River. Mayor Muriel Bowser has been updating reporters.
Both aircraft are in the water. The focus now is rescuing people. We're going to be out there as long as it takes.
The top story in an hour's time, we'll know about how much more we'll be paying for electricity later this year as the National Energy Regulator is set to announce its decision on Eskom's application for tariff hikes. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.